Now, Mr. Palmer, I'd like you to tell me, in your own words, exactly how you came to discover the body.
It was terrible, Inspector. I came home a bit late because I'd been to the garage to have my car headlights tested. I put the car in the garage, and then I went round to the back of the house to see if the groceries had delivered. They're always left in a box at the back door if we're not in, and I thought they might have got wet as it had been raining most of the afternoon. It was then I noticed that a ladder had been put up against my aunt's bedroom window. That's funny, I thought. So I climbed up it, and then I saw at once what the window had been broken, and the two flower pots in the window sill had disappeared. When I looked inside the room, I saw bits of flower pot and earth and glass lying about on the floor inside, and I guessed that the pot had been used to break the window.
You say bits of glass and broken flower pot were found inside the room?
Yes, that's right, Inspector. I saw at once that the room had been disturbed. Papers had been pulled out of the desk, my aunt's handbag had been torn open, and the little box in which my aunt kept her jewelry had been ripped apart. It was awful. I simply couldn't believe it at first.
You saw all this while you were still on the ladder, looking through the window? Wasn't it getting dark? Was the light on?
Well, that was the odd thing. My aunt was very economical about light. She would never have any of the lights turned on until it was absolutely necessary. But when I looked in, the light had already been switched on. Of course, it had been raining pretty heavily till about 6 o'clock, and she may have switched it on so that she could see to read, and then fell asleep.
You may be right. Please go on, sir.
I managed to get in through the window, and of course I saw her. She was lying on the bed with her mouth open and her eyes sort of staring. I knew at once she'd been murdered. The blood, you've never seen anything like it. The pillow was stuck with it. I tell you, Inspector, it was ghastly. I didn't know what to do at first. Dear, kind old Aunt Anne, it was incredible. Then I sort of came to and realized that, of course, the police would have to be informed immediately. So I ran to the hall and phoned the police.
Did you touch anything in the room, sir?
Of course not. There was a hammer lying on the floor near the bed, but I knew enough to know that absolutely nothing must be touched or moved till the police arrived. Well, I mean, everyone knows that much. In detective stories, films and that, it's the first question asked when the crime squad arrives.
Do you read a lot of detective stories, sir?
Read? Not many. Watch them more on TV. But they're always the same, aren't they? The criminal always gets caught in the end, doesn't he? There's always some little thing he's forgotten that's discovered right at the end. I often think they're very stupid, the criminals, letting themselves be caught through their own inefficiency.
Quite so, sir. Just one more question. Motive. Can you think of any reason why your aunt should have been murdered? Anyone you know who might have had a reason for pushing her out of the way?
Aunt Anne? Good heavens, no. It's quite extraordinary. She was loved and respected by everyone who knew her, Inspector. I've never heard an unkind word spoken about her. That's why I say it's credible. It's worse than that. It's appalling.
Murder usually is, sir.